guest analyst this afternoon, Midwest Market Solutions President Brian Hoops. Brian, kind of a mixed trade day with wheat moving a little higher and beans definitely lower. Corn, once again, kind of stuck between the two.
It seems like it. Yeah, corn just can't find any footing. Yesterday, it seemed like the wheat was dragging the corn down, and today it was the soybeans, but they just cannot find any independent strength. I think, you know, big part of it is you look at the weather here in the United States, and there's been a little bit of planting done ahead of the rain. Looks to be a lot of planting done after the rain, coming at a real ideal time and across some areas that badly needed it. You know, northern Missouri and across most of Iowa, they badly needed some moisture, and that really is going to help out their soil profile. Of course, we'll need more going into the spring and the summer months, but at least for now, we should have enough to get the crop seeded in the ground and emerge, especially as temperatures warm up into the end of April.
Yeah, and typically, too, it's early enough where any delays we do get, it's not going to impact a whole lot.
It shouldn't. Yeah, we shouldn't be talking about any planting delays, emergence delays, or anything like that. Everything's going to come into the ground on time. It looks to emerge on time based off of the forecast. So you get through that planting season, then you start talking about how can we grow the crop. You can have some big gains if we get the crop in the ground and we get a hot, dry weather that stunts the growth. We can really see some big gains in that market, but you've got to have that weather, and lack of rain would certainly help out as well. So it's a long way to go in this growing season.
Yeah, and as short as the funds are too, it's going to all it's going to take is some catalyst to scare them out of that position.
Yeah, exactly. And they kind of came out of some of the positions at the end of February into March. We went into the delivery period and, you know, saw a little bit of positive news and maybe some dryness in parts of South America, and that helped to rally the market. But now you look at old crop beans, we're almost a dollar off of those highs that we posted in mid-March, and corn has fallen and taken out the lows from that bullish stocks acreage report. We've kind of erased all those gains. And these corn at one time hit 480 after that report, and we're 20 cents lower than that now.
Yeah. Do we get much of a move here when the May contracts go off the board here in a couple of weeks?
That's when I think you could see some gains. You know, probably going into that delivery period, you're going to see weakness. That's what typically you do. After that period, we start talking about, you know, early May, then maybe we can see some advance. But again, it's probably going to be short-lived unless you get help from the weather.
Okay. How about livestock? What's happening over there?
Well, we're kind of biding time in that cattle market, just waiting for some cash trade development, waiting for the cattle on feed report out tomorrow. So far, we've seen, I don't know if we've even seen any bids yet, but we've seen some asking prices $2 to $3 higher in the Southern Plains. So it's really quiet for this week. A lot of times we don't see trade cattle until the cattle on feed data comes out. And that report looks to be kind of mixed with a little bit larger on feed supplies, slow marketings, but placements dropping off sharply from last month.
Yeah. Anything else we need to be aware of or talking about?
You know, I wish there was. I wish we had some other news to talk about. And right now we just don't have much of anything. And you can see that reflected in the volume of the trade. Just nobody is really willing to take on a lot of big new fresh positions. It's just very choppy.
Yeah, that and quiet. I mean, that's been the theme all week long. Everybody's been saying how quiet this market is.
Unfortunately, nobody likes to see a quiet market, but that's what we're dealing with.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Brian, thank you much. Midwest Market Solutions President Brian Hoops.